What we all need to know is being brought to us by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Clinton Yates is in today for Shitdown.
What up?
And it is time for Lindsay Baseball and what we need to know.
Well, Cappy, have you ever heard of Waymo?
Waymo?
Yeah, Waymo. The car driving autonomous vehicle service?
I think maybe recently I was at an airport and I think I may have seen Uber, Lyft, and might I have seen Waymo? Because there's like a third all of a sudden.
Yeah, you probably have. So Waymo is actually owned by Google and they're planning to expand their self-driving ride-hailing service, Waymo One, to Los Angeles. They've been driving autonomous cars in the Phoenix area since 2017, and they started offering driverless rides to the public there back in 2020. So in March, Waymo received permission to offer those free driverless rides in San Francisco, but so far, it's just been limited to testing with Waymo employees. They did not offer a detailed timeline for its Los Angeles operations, but they said that yesterday that they have begun mapping the city and will begin testing early next year.
All right, so Clinton, would you...
Hard pass.
Okay.
No, not even close.
Right, me
mainly
either.
Because there's two reasons. Number one is, first of all, I don't think that we need more cars anywhere, period. I don't mean to be sort of like the green turtle guy here, whatever, but like more cars on the road for singular occupancy is just not good for anything. Secondarily, there's an iRobot element to this that is kind of very real, which is like, and I, as somebody that literally nearly died in a car accident when, as a younger man that I was driving in, like, I don't want anybody other than myself making decisions behind the wheel if somebody else is doing something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't trust that a computer is going to know when to dash if some idiot barrels through a stop sign. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And doesn't really know what's going on. That's the main reason why I don't care about that. I'm not getting in those cars.
I can say 1,000%. I'm never riding in the backseat of a car where there's nobody driving the car.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No chance
at all. Not even for free?
No, I wouldn't do it.
No, because my life is worth more than that.
I would, because I would have to think that if they're going to put it out there on the road, like, it's got to be safe.
Are you serious?
Right? You'd think.
That JV level logic right there. Putting it out on the road is because somebody's trying to make money, not because somebody is actually necessarily doing it right. Be very careful. We value you. We do not want you to go out like that.
You never know.
JV's not terrible. I mean, he could have said Pop Warner level.
That's true.
Logic.
Tryouts, yeah.
Yeah.
Alas.
In the meantime, can I just tell you guys that I've always preferred Lyft over Uber.
And, yeah, me too.
And I had my Lyft account suspended.
What did you do?
So I had, I sent a Lyft to pick up my daughter, who is 16. And the driver reported that I had someone picked up who was under 18. And I guess you can't pick somebody up who's under 18. Yeah, so I always tell my
trafficking thing, yeah.
I always tell my daughter, I'm like, just tell me you're 18, you know? So they suspended my account.
Good for them. They should have.
And then they said,
that's the right
to me,
thing to do.
And then they said, hey, you need to send us a picture of your driver's license to prove that you're over 18. So I did. And then they were like, okay, go to the app and figure this out. I couldn't figure it out. This probably doesn't surprise you.
Let me guess. Did you take one of your older daughter's driver's license and send them the picture of that?
No, I sent the picture. I sent my picture of my driver's license.
It has to be his.
What does yours mean? What does it matter what age you are if they're trying to say that they shut your account down because the person that you sent the Uber for was under, or Lyft for, was under 18?
Well, I think that what they were saying is we need to know who you are, pal. You know?
Okay.
So anyway, so they suspended my account, which really irritated me.
That doesn't make sense, though, because my sister does that for my nephew all the time. And it's her account, her face. My nephew's like 17.
Right, but I think that chances are the driver is probably like, I don't know.
Yeah, if it's a guy and it's like an older man who's sending out a car for a younger woman, I feel like that's probably the right thing to do. So good for Lyft.
That's true.
So anyways, they lost my business now because then I had to go reestablish an Uber account. And now I'm back to Uber.
They're cheaper now.
They are? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Because I went to Lyft because they were cheaper.
No, it's the other way now.
Uber has yet to report me as I've sent Ubers for my daughter.
Okay.
So I think it was the right thing to do, though, Cap. Like, aren't you glad that they're taking safety measures to, like, prevent, like, you know, any funny business?
But it's very inconvenient for me, so.
Sure. You know, she's going to have her license soon, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, being selfish, that's all. All right, well, that's what you need to know. There you go.
Thank you very much. Is there a read?
No.
Okay, very well. Couple things. We got a lot of phone lines locked and loaded, but all of you guys know Julian, the consigliere at Soft Shoe Wraps, if you want to follow him on the socials. We were having a conversation about this the Lakers yesterday. He's a Lakers fan. Even though he's from my hometown, he's been a Lakers fan his whole life. He wrote me something that I thought was an interesting analogy about what's actually going on with this team. He says, I hate it. We've become an amusement park. Big attractions, but it's the same S every single day inside, and the rides often break down. I mean, like, that's kind of the thing, is that, like, ultimately, if you're looking at this as, you know, there's people arguing about who's going to have statues here. I mean, dog, who cares about that, bro? How about you look at the team in front of you and assess whether or not you honestly think this is the type of standard you want if the championship is the standard as a fan. But I think oftentimes a lot of diehards get too caught up in, whoa, don't diss everything. Nobody cares about the everything every time. The opponents certainly don't. And it seems sometimes like the franchise does a little bit too much, because this product on the court is clearly not at the level to win anything. Like, all these calls coming up, at the end I'm going to ask them all one question. Do you think they're going to win on Thursday?
You said there's an argument about, like, statues and things?
Yeah, like, you think I care about, I mean, you think...
Like who?
Like LeBron and all these other people. I mentioned him passing Kareem, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the franchise does not need to be worrying about who the next statue outside the building might be.
If LeBron James does not win another title as a Laker, and his greatest accomplishments are they won a title during the bubble season, and he breaks Kareem's record in a Laker uniform... Those two things, in my opinion, do not justify a statue.
That's fine, but my point is the whole idea that the conversation about a statue is even so high on the list part of the reason why the franchise is still in the mud. Because you're too busy concerned about crap happening outside of the arena as opposed to what's happening on the court.
Yeah, I didn't know that argument was taking place.
You know, like, who cares about that? Yeah. You know what I mean? But it comes up all the time.
I like Julian's comparison, though, of an amusement park, because it's like, there's LeBron, there's AD... That's what I came here for, and then all of a sudden, AD's in street clothes, and he's not the player that I was hoping to see.
And the slushy machine is broken, and you got to stand in line for a million hours in order to get a hot dog or whatever. And these are analogies. I'm not actually talking about crypto. That's a lovely facility. But I'm saying, like, yeah, there's some core issues that I think it is reasonable and, frankly, smart as fans to address as to what you want as a standard for this team, because this ain't it.
Yeah.
This ain't it, bro. Yeah.
But I said earlier, like, come on, guys. Like, hold on. Like, it's just the first game. But then you have Barkley freaking out. You got Kendrick Perkins, who's got a lot of followers and a valued opinion. He's freaking out. And then you got LeBron after the game not trying to calm everybody down. So understandable why people are overreacting today.
Well, let me ask you this. What did you say? You asked the question in a very roundabout way that I thought was a good one. And there's a call on here that addresses, which is, you said, did what we see when George was on differ from what we thought we would see? And for me, no, I did not expect it to be better. And it wasn't. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, none of these moves convinced me that things were going to be better. So
let's go to the phones.
877-710-3776, 877-710-ESPN. Jose in Hawthorne, you say, relax, stop panicking. I was just saying, I'm not panicking. This is actually what I expected. You're on the air. What's up?
What's going on, Jose?
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay, guys. Look, man, my name is Dwayne, but
my bad. It's all right.
Yeah, I was just trying to say, man, this is not the time to be pointing fingers and panicking. You know, we got to realize this is just the first game of the season. And the standard of the team this year is just to make the playoffs and then let LeBron, AD, Russ do their thing when the time comes in the postseason. You know, like, the game is about runs. And yesterday, the Warriors, they just had the biggest run and scored off of our turnovers. And we had some bad shot selections trying to come back. But overall, if you look at the numbers, we have, you know, pretty decent steals. You know, we had blocks. AD had a good defensive game. The big three, they scored over 70 points. You know, we have a backup guard who's injured coming back in the month, Schroeder. Just in case Westbrook doesn't work out, D. Ham, coach, he's not afraid to bench Westbrook. It's all covered. You know, it's just the first game of the season, and things.
Tell him, Dwayne. Tell him. Come on, Dwayne. Tell him. Where's that? What's wrong with positivity?
It's all covered.
Come on. What's wrong with positivity?
Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate the phone call. Sorry for botching your name.
You tell him, Dwayne.
It's all covered. I know you said. You know who wasn't covered? Steph Curry. Because you know who scored 33 points and only had four threes and he was juking guys all over the court? Oh, that guy wasn't covered.
Oh.
Because the defense is not good.
Come on, Dwayne. Be optimistic.
He's gone.
All right, well, here's Jose. Here's Jose on line two. Yo, Jose.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
How's it going, fellas? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. And my best Aaron Rodgers impressions, relax, okay? This is a game one. I'm going to give you some quick stats, okay? There was a team that won a championship that didn't have any players that shot over 38%, okay? That team was the 2019-2020 Lakers. They weren't a good shooting team then, and they won because of defense. And that piggybacks off Brown's comment, you know, post-game. You say the effect. They're not a good shooting team. I would have loved a follow-up question from someone saying, well, what can be done to, you know, supplement or offset some of these weaknesses? And I can guarantee you he'll say something along the lines of playing defense, pushing the pace, going downhill. We do that, we'll be just fine. I think we have the players to be able to supplement a bad shooting team.
Quick question. So do you think they're going to win on Thursday?
Game one, we'll be all right.
Do you think they're going to win on Thursday?
Clippers? Yeah. Well, okay. We'll always beat the Clippers.
Okay. We'll always beat the Clippers.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for the call.
You don't seem to think so, Big CY.
No, I just...
Thank you, Jose.
Appreciate
you, buddy.
It upsets me, and this is sort of a deeper discussion because I think a lot of Lakers fans are, in fact, really good sports fans, but I think getting too caught up in the idea of it's just going to work out because of some superiority complex is actually preventing this team from being serious about what it is going on. And I think that if the fans were in a better position to hold this team feet to the fire, they'd probably be developing in a way that kind of looks like the rest of the NBA who's actually succeeding at this stuff.
Why do you think the fans don't do that?
Because I think a lot of fans are a little bit more concerned about saying, well, everything's great. We're the Lakers. No problems. Like, you know, and that's what I mean. It's like, okay, you can choose to do that. But last time I checked, you know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't going the way that it should be. And it's not because there's any problem or any haterade or another team in the NBA. But you could look right across the court and you could see teams that are doing it the right way. And then there's this team and you're like, oh my goodness, how is that happening? You know, it's like going to your friend's house and you see how well their kitchen's organized. You know what I mean? And you go back to yours, you're like, Mom, what's happening here? Why is everything microwave?
Hey, Ma.
You know?
Hey,
you
Ma.
You know what's happening?
The place is a mess, Ma.
Right, you know?
All right, let me go. Sneak in one more phone call. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Sean, stuck in traffic on the 405. Sean, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, I don't think the Lakers are going anywhere this year. Like, they're the same team as last year with the three, you know, core guys. They got rid of some of the big slow guys, and they got little slow guys. And everybody in the Western Conference is better, minus Utah. And the Lakers didn't make the playoffs last year. They didn't get better. How are they going to possibly make the playoffs or even win a championship this year? That's insane. Like, they need to retool, train some guys that probably have inflated contracts like AD and Westbrook, and see what they can do to get younger and just be a group and hope or not, but it doesn't matter.
All right, phone bailed out there. Yeah. Sorry, thanks for the call. But I think he's right. Like, the reason why I'm saying that what the attitude I was talking about doesn't work is because I just think it's preventing them from being honest about what actually needs to be done. And I'm not saying specifically get rid of AD or get rid of LeBron, but because this is all backed up to a point where now you've got a roster full of issues as opposed to some things that you could retool to be in contention with other teams that are willing to deal. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's like all your money's in crypto and you don't have anything liquid.
This whole notion, I know we're only one game in, but the notion of trade AD.
That's a lot.
To some people, that's blasphemy. And to other people, that's like, well, what are you going to do for the next couple of years with LeBron? Like, do you have to have AD? Or could AD bring back enough stuff that changes the roster? I mean,
I think so.
Is it off limits to have that conversation? If you're Rob Pelinka, are you? No. That's not a conversation we're worth entertaining. Thanks anyway. Bye.
It's tough.
Listen, I see a lot of people still on the phones, and I want to play for you, Clinton.
Yes.
The absolute worst song ever created for a fan base that is trying to pursue a championship. We'll get to it next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Sedano is in Phoenix, yes?
Do you know who this is?
Oh, hell yeah, I know who this is.
Oh, good. Just making sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they only said it 10 times at the beginning of the song.
They right? did? I didn't hear them say the name.
Wait, start it over then.
I didn't hear them say the name, but I kind of figure I know who this is.
We set the Cleveland alarm off again. Hold on. Give me that.
I mean, I got to say, this is like some Bones and Thugs, right?
Sure is.
Sure. Bones and Thugs.
Turn that thing
on. Bones and the Thugs, everybody. That's what it is.
I can't speak to that.
Bones and the Thugs.
It's fun to use the megaphone, isn't it?
Hey, I'm going to miss everybody. All right, I'm done.
It's fun to use the megaphone, right?
Yes, it is.
That's why I like to every day come on and go, love me.
Such a good jam, by the way.
It is. It really is.
This is a good song.
I love seeing them
probably
live.
Probably like their second best Bone song, I would say.
Bone Chalk Talk now.
Let's yeah. Where'd you rank this one, Clinton, on the Bone
Top
Thugs?
Top one.
Yeah. You know, I think it's number one. I was going to say number one, but...
I mean, there's other songs that are not like popular.
East 1999 is probably number one for me.
Mikilla is a good song, too. Like, there's all sorts of songs that people don't even know, but, you know. Anyway.
So, speaking of songs, really good songs. You guys like that one? That's a good song? You like that?
Oh, yeah. So that's a good one. That one is a great song.
That's a great song. Right?
Bones Thugs. Anybody got some harmony in there or no?
Didn't you hear the harmony? I mean, they're great singers.
Did you hear me on the megaphone doing the harmony? The Cleveland alarm needs the battery changed.
So, that's a really good song.
That's
you guys
a great song.
You don't know that song?
No,
Cap?
Of course I know that song.
I'm broken today, but I am going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that yes, you do know.
Yeah, I felt like I know that song.
You
know?
Oh, you felt. Oh,
yeah.
Like I thought we had a better song.
Do you know any other Bone Thugs songs, Cap?
I'm the kind of Bones Thugs fan that if you play them for me, I will know them.
Bones.
But if you ask me to tell you some of them, I won't be able to do that. But if you give me another one, I bet you I know it.
You probably know the one with Tupac.
This one right here?
No, you know this one, though. Like, everyone knows this one.
I would not put this high on their popularity.
That's probably top 10.
Okay, that's 10. Top 10 doesn't get in the playoffs, baby. You know? We have better music to listen to.
Yeah, we do.
Theoretically.
So
I'm told.
Yeah. So yesterday I started getting hit up all over social media with people asking me for what are we looking at? What are we hearing? As if I'm one of the guys in the music video, you know? So this is,
Let me set this up because every time you start setting up San Diego stuff, we get into murky waters. So basically, San Diego's hosting the LCS for the first time in God knows how long.
And they won today against Philadelphia.
And they won today against Philadelphia. Now, what that drew out amongst the San Diegans was a certain element of people who were never seen anything acting out. You know what I'm saying? Acting like they hadn't been there before. And this one clip gets shared. And it's what? Five dudes?
Might be like seven, eight guys.
Five dudes. Guys probably around, I'd say around your age. You know what I mean? But they're singing on a morning show. And do we have it? They're singing on a morning show that's a clip of a live shot, which is already wacky enough. You know how morning TV goes.
But there's like these two guys, and they're holding up this flag. And then there's this one guy in the front, and he's super into it. Like he's really, really performing.
Emoting. Yeah. Yes.
Right. And there's all these guys behind him doing like an unorganized dance. They're just sort of into it. And they're... So one guy's super into it. Couple guys are holding the flag. Everybody else is a backup singer, dancer. and it's a disaster.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's trash, man.
Slow down. Like, they've got some technical director off stage telling them to slow down.
That's my favorite part.
That's the one he really...
Right.
In the, his face.
That, right, right. Mm. Cruise. That's the one we say in the snowboarding world, you would say what he did to that word cruise was he corked that out. Like, yeah. He went extra with that. Yeah. And you're thinking, first of all, I have so many questions. Number one, who are these guys?
I would like to know the same, because honestly, it doesn't matter to me if they were Philly fans, Padre fans,
Dodger
fans.
That's immaterial.
Let me tell you something right now. They should have their jerseys revoked. They should never be allowed in the ballpark again. Mm-hmm. And as far as the TV channel that put them on TV, I understand train wreck television. I understand saying this is so bad that it's so funny that we have to do this. But Clinton, I'm with you. Who are these guys?
Listen, we've been talking a lot of smack today about different people and all this in the business of show. And I get it. We're all just putting on shows. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, there is a dignity element that comes down to all of this that I just, you know, listen, we've walked across LA Live with rompers on, with cameras, goofing off for the bit. That is not a bit. Okay.
No, no.
They were 100% serious.
Yes.
And it was 10,000% awful.
You're just so think, right.
That's somebody's parents. Like,
perhaps.
Imagine if that was your dad and right. You were like, oh my God, I can't
or
never show my face
your
in public.
Or significant
right.
Other.
Oh yeah, it's even worse.
You know? Right.
Dude, there's I would this be one, like, we done, right? Baby. We
it's
done.
Over.
It's over.
It's over. Shut it
with,
down.
Yes.
Shut it down.
The lead singer guy, okay, when he pulled that, Bryce is going to lose and Manny's going to cruise, I was like, I wanted to choke him. I freaking wanted to physically choke this guy. And then...
Disclaimer, ESPN 710 does not condone violence.
Right.
Yes, we do not.
No. Okay. But then there's another guy in the video that's like the tallest guy of the group, and he's standing in the background. He's doing this terrible, terrible dance.
I mean, they were all...
And I want to take his knees out. Okay? I mean, I am just so embarrassed.
It's very embarrassing.
For these guys.
Well, I have a working theory on this, mm-hmm. which is that this is... some level of, like, I don't want to say an a cappella group, but this is like a maybe like a church related stage performance group of people who were that front guy is like in that club and he kind of got his friends to go along because he's performing a little too heavily for him to have never performed in front of anyone, Linz, and for him not to actually think he's kind of good. You know what I mean?
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me when I was in high school, maybe even middle school, actually, and the local fair, like the local
yes.
small town fair,
yes.
had like a talent show, and you get together with your friends, and you're like, hey, wouldn't this be funny if we did this like little dance thing to like the Spice Girls song or something?
And you're
but
too
these
old.
Guys, yeah, these guys like came up with it themselves.
No,
too
but,
old for that.
But you see, I'm with you. I think that these guys, like somebody got everybody together and went, hey, guys, listen. I wrote this song, okay, and it's about the Padres.
And it's so good, guys. We got to perform it, guys.
And what I
really so good,
right, a big break,
right? And I want
Seriously.
You guys to be like, I'm gonna be the front guy, and you guys be my backup guys. And then what we'll do is we'll shoot video on our phone and we'll send it to the different TV channels because everybody wants this content, and somebody's gonna put us on TV. And I'm telling you, like these guys wrote this, rehearsed this,
shopped it.
And shopped it is right.
Yeah.
And then got somebody to bite. And then it turned. And again, you're the
this
TV
a,
producer.
Yeah, this is a good point.
The TV producer's
said,
like,
okay, show up at this time
right.
in this place.
Right.
Got it.
And they put it on the rundown and they're like, guys, this is the worst thing you've ever seen, but watch what happens. It's so bad that it'll go viral. I'm telling you, there were like 5 million views of this thing.
Yeah, it's so bad.
But the funny thing is, the very, like, the much elderly man. No offense to him, but like he is an older man that introduced them on Good Morning San Diego, I think. He was like, this has social media written all over it. Like he seemed to think that it was actually
oh.
a good thing.
Oh, well, this explains everything. It's one of his friends then.
Yeah.
He's like it's probably his friend from church or
yeah,
whatever.
Like he was like, oh, this is just so great, you guys. Like, I'm gonna pull that part of it because he's like, This is just a really funny, cool thing they did.
Dude,
and I just thought,
cannot
we
go down with that ship,
yeah.
dude.
He was like, he should be kicked out of his church.
This has social media written all over it.
From.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that part about it.
Me neither.
Okay.
I did not
right.
know that
Breaking
part
Breaking news. Hit the
That's
sounder.
Just
no,
in.
No, and like I can't even, like it's so bad that it's almost hard for me to like imitate and make fun of.
Yeah.
Because I don't need that on my
conscience. I honestly wanted them to be drunk, so then that made sense. But they're so sober that it's like, wow.
And like there's like one guy behind the main guy who's just like,
That's what happens when you've never been there and you get a chance.
True.
It's like crazy.
But you know what? But here's the thing. The thing about it is these guys, and I'm telling you, there's like seven or eight of these dudes, they're taking so much joy and so much pleasure in how bad this is and that they think it's good.
I don't think that they think it's bad. I don't think they think it's bad to good. I think they think it's good good.
Yes, that's what
I'm
saying.
Yes. They take themselves very seriously.
Yeah. I think that they think like this is bomb.
Right.
Like we're going on America's Got Talent.
We're going to be at the San Diego State Fair or whatever. that's what they think.
Can we hear the song one more time?
Do we have the lead up?
I'll grab it.
All right.
Philly going down to the yellow and brown. That's just in.
This is a longer version.
San Diego, let's do this? What?
I love the background track.
Trash.
Hold on. Run it back to the top. Sorry. Run it back to the top because, I mean, that is... Count me in, fellas.
Yeah, this is a long version. I mean, he didn't say it, but
he did it. Like, right. I mean, I can hear it. Let's hear the top again.
This is the long version.
Let's do this. Come on. He sounds like Cappy singing before the segments and the songs are coming out, except what follows is not a professional song. It's these idiots.
What? Seriously. Trash.
Okay.
That got me cruise.
Okay, I will give them marginal credit. I did not hear... This is the first time I've heard this with any sort of beat on it.
Yeah, this is the long version. Okay. Yes,
the beat behind it was not something I was familiar with. It's still all terrible.
It's still horrible.
Yeah. Wow.
Those are your boys.
Well, I guess so.
What's up with your boys?
I guess so, man. Those are my boys, I guess.
I think the best thing I can think of is it reminds me of when my dad and my uncles all get together for like spring training with like no wives or anything, and they've had too much to drink, and they start like...
Bad bits.
Yeah.
But see, if they were drunk, I'm like, all right.
Understandable.
You know, but it was in the morning, so they weren't.
Exactly. That's the bad... Like, that's what I'm like, but bro.
The lyrics, like, I'm wondering who wrote this, and they went, okay, look. I'm going to say something, and then you guys are all going to sing together. That's what's in. Like, we know what's really in. We know what's happening. We know what's cool, you know?
And it ain't them.
And that's what's in.
I'm going on a mission to find these humans.
I want these guys, too. I want them. I want them kicked out of their church. I want their jerseys revoked.
They could live on your street.
No, seriously.
They walk amongst us.
They're your friends,
They cannot live on my street, and here's how I know this. They cannot live on my street because... Anybody on my street would have a job and like a career and would not have the time to write that and then rehearse that and then think that it was so bomb that they had to be on the TV news in the morning. Cannot be from my neighborhood.
I don't know, Cap.
I don't know.
They're your type of people, your fans right there, your Padre fans, you know. I'm just saying.
I know. Hey, by the way, I did bring you guys today. Now, Laura said, don't bring me one.
I was like, I don't want to do the colors. Do you not see what I'm wearing? Head to toe, full blue Los Doyers shirt. We rep our team no matter what, no matter if they suck, they win, they lose. That's what we do. I know some people were trying to burn their stuff. I'm not like Cappy that I'm going to be bitter for 20 years and then when they jump, you know, to the winning streaks.
There's an in between, which is
I brought you guys your playoff shirts.
Oh, I'm ready.
Doo-doo Brown.
After Big Deal or No Deal, I'm ready.
All right, Big Deal or No Deal is next. CY is in for Shedano. Stick around, everybody. This is Shedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
No Sedano today. My man's calling an NBA game.
Yes.
Over in Phoenix. So if you're watching Phoenix and Dallas tonight, Sedano will be on. He said in his first hit, about 6 minutes into the first quarter, he's got a story of how a particular Dallas Maverick player told him that the Suns up and quit last year.
Mm.
So good tease by Sedano.
No, you know. So, I mean, sorry, I was not commenting on what Sedano was reporting is going to be. That will be tremendous. I just want to remind people that the Suns have had a couple of tumultuous seasons as a result of what's going on with their owner.
Oh, big time.
That's for sure.
Big time. All right, Lindsay, baseball. Big deal or no deal?
All right, Cappy, so I'm sure you guys have heard about this, but I want to get your thoughts on it. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and Patriots owner Robert Kraft had a heated exchange during the NFL owners' meetings yesterday. According to an ESPN report, Jones told Kraft, "Don't bleep with me," while the league's owners debated Commissioner Roger Goodell's compensation. Jones was reportedly the only owner to vote against opening new contract talks with Goodell, and while presenting his argument, he got into it with Kraft. So, is Jerry Jones telling Robert Kraft, "Don't bleep with me," a big deal or no deal, Cappy?
I'm going to say no deal. It's like two old guys. What are they? Okay, Jerry, I'm not going to bleep with you. What are we going to do? Are we going to fight? Like, are we really getting ready to throw down here? Because I'm like 85, you know, and you're like 95. Are we really getting ready to throw hands?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm with you, but here's the deal. If I wanted to see them do anything, it would be throw hands. Old guy fighting. Shouts to the Kamenitskis, who introduced that idea into the world long, long time ago. Like, this is no deal to me because the big deal of the meetings had to do with Dan Snyder and Jim Irsay, who was like, "You want to come after me? You can come after me." And that guy's done a lot of things. So until somebody gets removed from the brotherhood, if you will, of NFL ownership, all of this stuff is just old guys yelling at each other.
Yeah, I would say that Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, pretty much going out on the offensive and saying, "We as the owners, we need to remove Daniel Snyder." Whoa.
That was big, but they also could have just voted to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been talking about this for a while now. It's starting to feel like nobody really wants to come off the porch. You know what I'm saying?
Well, is
a lot
it because,
of jawing.
Is it because Snyder has what he says he has?
Perhaps, but that's why I'm still sort of in a holding pattern about how important a lot of that stuff is. And Linz, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like there's a lot of wolf tickets being sold, as they say. A lot of woofing.
Can you imagine Jerry Jones saying that to Robert Kraft in the middle of these meetings? "Don't you F with me."
But think about it. Jerry Jones is a very powerful man. So I feel like if Jerry Jones is telling me not to F with him, I mean, for pretty much everybody at that meeting, maybe with the exception of Robert Kraft, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to F with Jerry Jones. I feel like Robert Kraft is probably the only person there that like holds any weight
right
when it comes to Jerry Jones saying something like that.
Probably true. Probably true.
All right. What else
you
got?
Well, speaking of football, and Clinton Yates is here, so it's only appropriate to bring up the Washington Commanders.
I don't root for that team.
I know, I know, but you're from there.
I covered them for a while, yeah.
So I got to bring it up, you know.
All right.
So they apparently did, you know, the cool thing that most teams do is, you know, they have a 50-50 raffle during the game, which is awesome. Well, they awarded one of their season ticket holders $14,822 for winning the 50-50 raffle during their game against the Jaguars on September 12th. Well, the only problem is the check from the team bounced.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. The fan told a Washington radio station that when he went to deposit the check into his account, which came from the Washington Football Team Charitable Foundation, said the check never cleared. He even sent the station pictures of the check as proof. A commander spokesperson said, quote, "It was a bank error, and we have reached out to the bank to determine what happened and to ensure it doesn't happen again." Is this situation a big deal or no deal? Clinton, you go first.
Okay, so today we did something I'll go a little bit behind the curtain here. Normally, on Around the Horn, you don't say what your FaceTime would have been until you get to the showdown. But for today, for whatever reason, we were mixing it up and we asked everybody before the show what would your FaceTime would have been. It would have been that one. Because, like, this team just doesn't get out of its own way. A bank error for $14,000
For
an NFL team. And this happened, by the way, this was a week one 50-50
yep,
win.
Yep.
This wasn't like it was last week.
And he just got the check like this week
exactly,
or went to deposit it this week.
So there's that. And here's so the other thing about this is that, like, the energy on this is big, and I don't want to condone any financial. This is not financial advice. Shout to the community. back in the day, I had a friend who used to do this all the time, and I hated it to the point that made me feel uncomfortable, which was like he would use his expired cards and go to the bar and like drink his face off with no intention of like paying for it.
Oh, you know,
like
he left his card
and
at
leaving
the tab
it there, yeah, and just being gone. This is the kind of energy. Card. This is the kind of energy that has on it. A bank error? You didn't expect somebody to follow up on that and just to just hold 14K? Come on, that's total commander's behavior.
I will just tell you that when you said take an expired card, I thought so. You take the card, they go to swipe it.
But this
it
is before
through.
They used to do that.
Right. So that's brilliant.
It worked for him when we were 23 or whatever, yeah. But I never really had the guts to do that.
Expired card here. Take my card, you know, use it for later, and then leave and right. Don't pay.
I'm fairly certain that's why the POS, as in point of sale transaction things, have changed drastically,
yes.
Because a lot of people did that.
Because I was going to say, when I first started bartending, we would just take the tabs and you put them in like a shot glass and you print out the receipt every time they get a new drink and you wrap it around their card and you put it back in the shot glass. Well, this would,
this happen?
Oh, yeah. We've had it happen.
Too.
The bar just comps it at the end of the night. But sometimes, I mean, I've been a waitress where, like, they've asked me to pay for it out of my pocket when things like that happen because they're like, well, that's on you for, you know, not watching
not
your tables
the
or whatever.
Date
right.
Or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, now at least the last bartending job I had, which was, 10 years ago, you'd swipe the card and then they just put their name in the computer and you give it back to them so you don't have to worry about people leaving it there.
Hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
Commanders out here.
But is it a big deal, Kevin?
No, I don't think it's a big deal.
Really?
I mean, I think it's funny.
So if I bilked you on a $14,000 check, no big deal?
No, I'm getting that money.
But the fact that they bounced in the first place is
it's
extremely
just
problematic.
Yeah, I love it.
Quite funny.
I love it. More misery for Dan Snyder. I'm all for that.
It couldn't happen to a worse team.
Yeah.
All right. So I recently told you guys about McDonald's collaboration with the streetwear company Cactus Plant Flea Market. They created a food combo and collectible figurine targeted towards the grown-ups who grew up on Happy Meals. Cappy did not know, you know, he didn't know anything about Cactus Plant Flea Market, and he kept calling it Cactus Cooler, but that's neither here nor there.
I think I also called it Cactus Jack.
Yes, you're right, you did. McFoley, shout out to you, McFoley. So these grown-up Happy Meals sold out so fast, most stores even sold out the day that they came out, and now people are hawking the adult Happy Meal toys for thousands of dollars on eBay. So McDonald's knows that nostalgia sells, and yesterday, the old-school plastic trick-or-treat buckets came out, and those quickly began...
Those are dope.
Yeah, those were trending all over social media and on Google real-time searches.
I got one.
Yeah, I want to get one because those things are awesome. They glow in the dark. So it's kind of a big deal that people are reselling these adult Happy Meal toys for so much money. So I wanted to ask you guys, what toy or brand from your childhood do you have fond, nostalgic feelings for? Cappy, you go first.
Mattel Electronics. Ooh. So when I was a kid, now this is going back to the late 70s, sorry everybody, but they had these games. It was Mattel Electronics and Coleco, and I'm trying to remember the other one, but you would hold in your hand the game. It wasn't a video game, right? And there were like three red lights that were your offensive linemen, and the bright red light was you, and you would get the kickoff, and you'd have to go and up and down, forward, forward. Then they came out with the next generation where you could actually throw the ball. And so I still have all my Mattel Electronics football games. And by the way, when I hold my phone and I'm typing a text or an email, I'm super fast with my thumbs.
Oh, because of the training.
Because of the training as an 8, 9, 10-year-old child, Clinton Yates. Yes, sir.
You put in the work.
Yes.
Time on task. For me, I don't know. I don't miss a lot of the old toys because a lot of the new toys are really cool. Like, I don't mean like toys, but like...
But what was your thing when you were a little kid?
When I was a little kid, I had a He-Man sword that I used to wear in my back, and I would say, I have the power and all that, and I'd pull it out on my parents and start smacking them upside the head with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You had the power.
Yeah, I had the power, you know, He-Man. That is something I would watch a couple reboots of.
Lindsay, you have a toy from your childhood?
I love Beanie Babies. That was my jam. And it was like this cool thing that my mom and I would do. Because my mom's like one of those people where, I guess everyone in my family, we're all like collectors. And so when they came out.
Some people call that hoarding, yeah.
No.
I whispered it.
It wasn't hoarding like in that sense.
Looked at each other like, hoarders, I know what that means.
Bunch of hoarders.
No, because like my brother collects autographs. Like I don't think he's a hoarder because he has a bunch of autographs in his man cave.
It was just a funny in studio moment.
And so anyway, we would go like wait in lines at like the stores, you know, when
Yeah. You were those people?
Oh, yeah. That was me and my mom. That was like our thing. We would call and we would get the lists and we would check on like the Beanie Babies website. There was that documentary, I think it was on HBO, about the Beanie Babies that came out a couple months ago. And I was like, this was my life for like 6 months.
We almost got through a whole show without you mentioning a documentary. That is
pretty impressive.
That's a record.
Hey, 641.
641, 20 seconds. That's a record.
I actually mentioned one to Laura during the break, like the first segment.
Okay, sure. No. I mean, cause, you know, they call you Hungarian Heat. I call you Lindsay Documentary. You know what I'm saying?
I would take that moniker during the offseason.
That's what I do, but you know, that's just me.
Hey, Lindsay, you have any more Big Deal or No Deal? Because if not, I have one that I'd like to run by you
guys. Please do yours, Cappy.
Okay, so let me ask you guys a quick question here. Is this a Big Deal or No Deal? So I have to travel this weekend. I'm going to see my son play football. First time I'm seeing him play for his new college in person. First time I'm getting a chance to go to the campus. So I'm really excited about it. Now, my dog... Okay, I don't have a place to put my dog for the weekend. Now, I could go and put him in one of those like dog hotels, you know?
Shout out to D Pet Hotel. That's the best dog hotel around here, by the way.
Okay, so I'm like, but I'm cheap, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to figure out like another alternative. I met a person on Nextdoor. Now, I never use Nextdoor. Never. I didn't even know I had Nextdoor.
That's what's in, I'm told.
Is that really the case?
I'm kidding. Go on.
So I met this
first
woman.
First and last time I'll be making that joke on this show.
So I met this woman last night on Nextdoor who is a quote-unquote professional dog watcher.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm supposed to meet her at a park and introduce her to my dog. And then she's supposed to like come to my house while I'm gone, walk the dog, feed the dog twice a day, whatever. Like... Is that kosher to meet somebody on Nextdoor and have them watch your dog?
So, Cappy, if you're going to do it for the first time, you don't know the person, there's services for that. And if she is a professional, you need to go through like Rover or Wag.
Yeah, please do.
Because otherwise...
You have a Frenchie, sir. So
right.
Yeah,
I was, exactly. Do. You have a Frenchie. Yeah. So those are like, we've talked about this before, people want to steal those dogs. Yeah. And also, there's no way to like prove... If something goes wrong, if she robs your house, if she steals your dog, whatever the case may be.
Not the time to be cheap, is it?
Yeah. There's like, and honestly, Cap, I will watch your dog. If you don't mind me taking your dog to my house or my apartment, I will watch your dog.
This seems like a pretty solvable problem.
Is he potty trained?
You have two humans on the other side of the glass that will do it for you.
I know, but
like, you should pay them too.
I would love to watch your dog faux free.
And it's, you know what? And that, I mean, talk about doing it for the bit. I mean, what are we doing?
Chewy needs a friend.
That'd be 30 years worth of bits if you get to let Lindsay spend a weekend with your dog.
I should have brought Jack here today.
Yeah. I mean,
my God, you should have.
That would have been.
We're off early tomorrow. I'll come get him.
I feel like I should just put him in one of these doggy.
Yeah,
but that's
things.
Just a different experience.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the reason why you do something like this, and not specifically referring to Laura or Lindsay, but is that you might need to have a relationship with that person down the line. And if you find somebody that you like and your dog likes as well, there's a difference between boarding your dog at a hotel and finding a person because either the dog likes it better or, frankly, you like it better.
How much is a dog hotel? Like, if I got to drop the dog off Thursday and pick the dog up on Monday, what am I looking at?
Well, it depends because when I go out of town, so I do have a dog walker, but again, I had him watch Chewy through the app or like walk him through the app a couple times. So that way there's like the whole insurance and protection and blah, blah, blah. And then after a couple of weeks of that, we started doing it off the app where I just pay him through Venmo or whatever. And then I finally got to the point where I trusted him enough to just give him, you know, if he wants to come to my house or take my dog, whatever
sure,
the case is.
Exactly. And dog hotels, by the way, are not hotels. They call them that.
Well,
but like it depends on, you know, there's
which
a lot
one
of
you
variance.
Yeah, because
a lot of
there's
variance.
Tiers here. Yes.
The one that I want to use that's close to me is a place called Camp Runamut. Anybody ever heard of that?
No, but it's important to look at the reviews because there's a lot of places that I looked into taking Chewy to, and the place that I take him to, like I said, D Pet Hotel, it literally is a hotel where they have their own rooms and a bed and a TV mounted on the wall and all that stuff.
I don't need all that.
Yeah, well, I wanted my dog to have that because, you know.
Yes, because you're
I'm a sucker.
Crazy.
I'm a sucker, yeah. Cappy's like, I want him to feel at home.
Right.
Cappy's all I need him to do is be clean.
Yeah, just let Lindsay do it.
I would do it this weekend. I really would, but I'm actually going to Dallas this weekend.
Oh.
I'll take
Big
the dog.
D. Yeah.
But the hotel is like, the dog hotel, I think it's like, I don't know, $100 a day, something like that. And then my dog watcher guy only charges me $50 a day. So I know if you're being cheap, you know.
Well, I am being cheap.
I'll do it for free.
I know, right? Not surprising.
That's your thing, Kevin.
That is my thing.
Chewy would love to have a friend. And like, I would love to get another dog, but I can't because I'd like travel and work too much. I just, you know, it's too much.
I want a dog. So that's why I was like, if it wasn't this weekend, I would.
Right. Somebody posted a picture, by the way, of the Mattel Games Classic Football.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Check it out.
I still have them. My man Lewis Riddick on when he's on ESPN and he's got his background. He's got one
he's
up.
He's got in one it, yeah. on there. Yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
All right, listen. Final segment coming up, which always means dealer's choice. CY's in the house. Laura's here. Lindsay's here. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
A second to get out of the way and then get my camera going because this, I have a feeling it's got social media written all over it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
Rudy, baby.
PPR.
So bad.
Legend.
Well, hold on.
Trash.
Here we go. Are we ready?
All right, here we go.
Drop the beat.
Right.
Yeah, right on.
Drop that beat.
CJ, kick that.
Let's do this. Come on.
So trash.
Come on. We got to find these guys.
Philly going down.
They got
That's
enough airtime.
Enough of that.
Enough of that
enough
trash
of that.
On these
I liked
airwaves.
Earlier, for anybody that wasn't with us during Super Crosstalk, John Ireland created a That's What's In song.
Well, that's their demo.
Yeah.
He would. He 1,000% would do that.
What yeah. But he had funny lyrics.
I don't remember them, but I could totally... see them trying to make a video.
It was, yeah, that needs to happen.
John's going to be like, guys, let's record this tomorrow before the show.
Exactly. Yes. Imagine Mason, Ireland, Briones, and Bergman with their chains.
Yes, with their chains.
Yes. Wow. Oh, my God.
They're totally going to do it. Watch.
Oh, my God.
So, Clinton, you know what happened to me is that, you know, I people have been saying to me, like, Cap, you know, Padres, Dodgers, you know, you're a big Padres fan. I'm like, I'm not. And I kind of came to realize that I was letting some things from my past with the Padre organization
I listened yesterday.
Like bother me.
I listened yesterday.
You know? And then my girlfriend snapped me out of it. She's like, dude, you are like you're having no fun with this.
Right.
Because you're letting like things that bothered you in business get in the way of like enjoying your hometown team actually performing, you know? And it did it, like snapped me out of it.
Yeah.
So like I had all these people that were like all over me, like, dude, you're a closet Padre fan. I'm like, no, that's not actually the case. I actually didn't allow myself to enjoy any of this stuff. So I made this point the other day that I didn't have any gear. And then Grant in LA, who's one of the best of the community in terms of like, you know, photoshopping and finding stuff. He's like, oh, you don't have any gear? Really, smart guy? And he found a picture of me and my daughter at a game a couple years ago wearing like a swag chain
T-shirt.
That.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I really didn't have any. But then my boy Fat Tony showed up at my house yesterday. And I know that you are a baseball fan.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you're really like committed to just one team. So I brought it in for you right
here.
Look
at that.
Look at this right here.
Oh, this is actually from the stadium. Or from the, like, this is an NLCS thing. I thought this was just going to be cool Padre stuff.
No,
these are like actual, okay, I know exactly what
but
I'm going
to
do.
But just to be clear.
There is no cool Padre stuff.
Just to be clear.
Google Ozzie Smith Padres 1981. It's one of the dopest pictures you'll ever see in your life.
Just so you know, though, as much as this looks like the real deal.
It's not.
It's totally bootleg.
Okay.
Because that's what Fat Tony's
does.
All about.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
This
now,
is,
Lindsay.
I'm going to, I have people that I can distribute these to.
Yeah, Lindsay, I got you one too because I feel like now that your Cleveland Guardians have been knocked out of the playoffs, you know, the Guardians are considered small market compared to the Yankees or the Astros for that matter, or, you know, the Red Sox or Toronto. So I think that you should, as a small market, small salary, not that the Padres are anymore, but
small payroll.
That's that's a great sell.
You should rock this shirt. For the NLCS.
I mean, of all the teams remaining, obviously I don't want the Yankees to win because they beat my Gardos. I don't want the Astros to win because they cheated when they beat us 3 years ago. I don't want the Phillies to win just because they're boring to me and I don't like Bryce Harper.
Let's phrase this in a better way. If they go to the World Series, will you go to San Diego with me?
Sure.
Right. That's what we're doing here.
I was like, going to say, I kind of want to. I want the Padres to win only because I'd like to go to a World Series that doesn't matter to me.
Exactly. Unlike some people who listen to this show, I'm not getting caught up in people's allegiances left and right in every T-shirt picture they've ever had on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
I love baseball, and I'd like to see some good baseball play.
Okay, so
and it's a beautiful stadium.
Thank you. So that's where I'm in my Padres bag from.
That
because
is true.
I get to go to the World Series down the street if it happens. That's why.
Plus, it's been so long since they won. You can't be mad at
that. I don't care about that. Yeah.
So Laura, I did not give you
a
Doo-Doo Brown NLCS T-shirt because I know you don't want one.
Yes.
And so while I could have given you one, to have you say, I don't want that. You're repping your Dodgers. You got your hat. You got your jersey.
I am.
You got no interest in this.
No.
None zero.
No.
You could sell it. You can use it as a dartboard. That's a
no
very
one's gonna
that's
buy
a
that.
Doo-doo Brown.
That's a very dated
Doo-doo
reference.
So what'd you get Laura then?
I didn't get her any NLCS gear.
Well, you were holding it up like it was something else.
No, it's for you.
Oh, thank you, Cappy. Cappy, I appreciate you.
And by the way, for you, Lindsay Baseball, you should rock this anyway because this is just like Browns gear.
Well, no, we won't go that far. And I have also hung my Browns gear up back in the closet for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We may bring it back out at some point, but I'm not gonna go.
Speaking of baseball, you know what I did last weekend?
Tell me.
I was in Seattle. I was there covering Mariners Astros, and they played an 18-inning game. 18 innings. How long? Ever been to an 18-inning game?
What's the longest
baseball game you've ever been to?
Gosh, I don't know, but I can't remember ever being. I mean, I can remember watching one.
I've been to three.
18 innings?
Three 18-inning playoff games.
How long was that game total?
18 innings.
No, but how many hours?
Ooh, six hours. I know, right? 6 hours, 22 minutes.
How long was that game? 18 innings, moron. I just told you 10 times. You're not listening to me?
6 hours, 22 minutes. I remember it like it was yesterday.
6 hours, 22 minutes for a baseball game.
For a baseball game.
Oy vey.
It was nuts. And it's the third one I've been to. The second one was, in fact, at Dodger Stadium during the World Series when they went on a walk-off. People forget that Walker Buehler pitched like a 9-inning gem, and then they bullpen blew it, and then they had to go another 9 to decide it. It was crazy. And the one before that was Nats Giants back in 2014.
Can you settle a quick debate?
Yes.
one word, yes or no?
Sure.
Did the Yankees have an advantage over the Guardians when the game was postponed from Monday until Tuesday?
I don't know. I mean, we talked about this. I think so, but I don't think the advantage had anything more other than being at home. Like, if that had happened in Cleveland, I don't think that would have been. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it would have been an advantage for the Yankees either.
Okay.
That's the only reason I say that is because I think Cleveland had multiple opportunities to win that series. Not to get too far into this chalk talk, but it's unfortunate.
You think the Dodgers should fire Dave Roberts?
No, I don't think they should fire Dave Roberts, but they're also in a position that not unlike the Lakers, where it's like you got to figure out if you're doing this the right way. Because what we've seen is that late in games, they're playing a simulation as opposed to playing the baseball on the field. And if that doesn't really have to do with Roberts and Dave, who's a good guy in terms of the leadership of that squad, well, then what's the point of firing Dave?
Well, that's just it. I mean, I think a lot of people assume that he would be fired just so that somebody was scapegoated for how could an 111-win team, where the manager guaranteed they would win it all, how could they lose to little brother down the street who's never been able to compete with these guys? And by the way, in 19 games this year, the Dodgers won 14 of 19. These guys don't belong on the same field. So if they're going to lose to those guys, now you got to make a change for change's sake.
That's why they play the games. You know what I'm saying? People like to act like baseball is some kind of a simulation, and people want to tear up the playoff format just because a couple 100-win teams got knocked out, 3 to be exact. It's like, come on. We root for upsets and everything else
right. We
do in terms of sports. I think the Dodgers got into a bad situation where they had the worst series of the year. Maybe not the worst. They lost 3 in a row to the Pirates at one point. They had one of their worst series of the year in the playoffs.
Want to say to everybody as we get ready to rock out of here tonight, everybody that was watching on YouTube and contributing to the YouTube chat.
Nice.
I got to say, like, usually during the show, I'm following along on Twitter. I never opened my phone today. I never went to Twitter. I never went to Instagram. I never went to Facebook.
Varsity move.
Yeah. I never went to TikTok or anything else. Right. Even LinkedIn. I went to nothing today because all I did was hang out in the YouTube chat. The YouTube chat is awesome.
So they've passed tryouts.
YouTube chatters were great.
Okay.
Although Laura here is telling everybody in the YouTube chat she's not wearing one of these Padre Doo-Doo Brown t-shirts. She says not happening because it's so trash.
Yep. Thank you for not being disrespectful and not bringing me one.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring you one if you didn't want one. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I was thinking maybe the Boo might want it.
Hell no.
Hell no.
He's a Yankee fan.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, definitely don't want them to win now.
Damn, girl, why you hate my man?
I'm only kidding.
Such a hater. Barreling out of the show.
You know, sometimes when you're bitter and like upset about things,
don't be bitter at my man. He didn't do nothing to you.
All right, we are back tomorrow. Sedano's back in. We're going to lead you up tomorrow right into Lakers and Clippers for Lindsay Baseball, for Laura the Queen, for the Big CY.
Yeah.
We out. Peace.